You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Graham Roger from the album They Answered the Call and one about the Battle of Coral. It's now my great privilege to introduce to you Brian McEnany, the Senior Vice President of Shepparton RSL sub-branch and also the MC for Monday's Dawn Service broadcast, which will, of course, be broadcast on this radio station from 6 a.m. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Peter. Pleased to be here, mate.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you along. Now, that particular song, of course, would have had more significance to you than most simply because you were a participant in that battle. Tell us a bit about it, Brian.
Yeah, I was part of the mortar platoon. It was overrun by NVO soldiers at about 2:30 a.m. on the 13th of May 1968, Peter. We were put in a bad position by those that knew, and we were put right in the path of a 400-odd strong battalion of NVO that were trying to overrun the 102 battery, which is just behind us. They probably didn't even know we were there until they ran over the top of us.
Wow.
We lost five guys killed in that initial attack and six wounded, so of 18 men that were there. So it was a pretty horrific little time.
Yeah, absolutely. And although it's, 54 years ago now, it's, I'm sure, still pretty fresh to you.
Yeah, it's a memory that stays with you forever. That battle went on for 26 days, as Graham said, and went on until May the 6th. We lost 26 men and over 100 wounded. So it was a fairly big battle.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, as ever, Australians stood proud and tall and did the very best they possibly could.
They certainly did.
Yeah. Brian, it's 54 years since that battle. It's... what are we heading now? Nearly 80 years since the end of World War II, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's we're all getting old, Peter.
Yeah, tell me about it. But, Brian, I guess just some brief thoughts on what's going on in Eastern Europe at the moment in the light of various things that you've seen over the journey.
Well, it's a terrible thing to witness that a country like Russia can just go rough trot over Ukraine and sort of do as they wish, and at the end of the day, he's claiming that it's their fault, not his.
Yeah, and isn't that always the way?
It is the way with a dictator. Yes, it is.
That's pretty much, I guess, the story, but. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems kind of sad that we never learn the lessons of history and we just seem to roll back and repeat them.
Yeah, we roll back in again and there's always another person that wants to take a little bit more than what they're due.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And I think possibly that gives a little more significance to this year's Anzac Day and the fact that Aussies have always jumped up and answered the call, whether it's peacekeeping, whether it's the First and Second World War, even the Boer War, right through Vietnam and Korea and all those various conflicts. We've always jumped up and answered the call, haven't we?
Yeah, we've always been there. We've always been called on by the larger powers and we've always thrown our shoulder behind the wheel and helped people out.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it just seems to be one of the characteristics of Australians, but it'd be nice to think that the leaders involved in some of these things learnt some of the lessons.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest point of the lot. The leaders don't seem to learn.
Yeah, unfortunately not, but I guess we can at least commemorate all the things that Australians have done right down through the years to try and generate peace as much as possible.
Certainly can, and this year is the first time we've been less than shackled by COVID.
Yeah.
And we can have our march again and our unrestricted at the Cenotaph on Monday, so we can sort of really go open slather this year, and we hope that many people turn up to listen to the services.
Yeah, no, it's, I think, very important that we do look back and learn the lessons of history as best we can, and particularly perhaps in the environment that we're in now, it's even more important than usual that people do try and, what shall I say, yeah, just try and give due honour, I guess, to all the people who have contributed, and hopefully raise a voice to try and stop there being any more people needing to contribute to that sort of thing.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. What does it mean, Brian, to the veterans to be able to march? I mean, what's the right word?
It's a camaraderie that that comes with mixing with a bit of danger and adventure with your fellow man. It's something that you live with forever. I still get in touch with my mates that I was in Vietnam with, and it's just something that passes down through the years.
Yeah, and Anzac Day is sort of a focus, isn't it, for people to remember and to come together and share the memories that really it's only you guys who have fought there that, in wherever it might be, that can sort of understand
what other people
are thinking.
The Anzac Day, the Anzac is when we mainly get together. There's quite often different platoon get-togethers at different times, which we've had over the years, but Anzac Day is the day that we sort of managed to amalgamate and remember.
Yeah, and it's absolutely important that we remember in the hopes of trying not to go there again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Brian, you'll be, of course, leading the dawn service on Monday morning as MC, and your guest speaker, Corporal Matthew Tilmouth. So we're looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Yes, Matthew has been in the Army for 10 years, or was in the Army for 10 years. He's now he's a member of the police force now. And he's got some very interesting things to talk about regarding different postings he's been in Australia, as well as Iraq and Afghanistan. So he's a very very nice fellow and a very interesting person.
Yeah, so we'll be looking forward to that as well as the rest of the service. Brian, thanks for sharing this morning, and thanks for coming in and joining us. It's I think it's very important that we do chat with people such as yourself, and very important that we do come together for the dawn service, and for those who are unable to get themselves down there, just tune into this radio station and we'll bring it all to you. Thanks, Brian, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much, Peter. And just quickly, if I could just say that the Anzac appeal is going at the moment, and anyone that wishes to buy a badge can see Bruce and Sandy, who are absolutely wrapped in the volunteers I've had this year, and they're really trying hard.
Great.
So thanks, everybody.
Okay, so if you see someone out and about selling the Anzac badges, please buy one to help the veterans in many, many ways through the RSL. Brian, thank you. And, yeah, we look forward to being a part of the dawn service on Monday.
Thanks, Peter.
Live and local, 1FM, Brian Bankanini there, Senior Vice President of the Shepparton RSL sub-branch.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more and more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from neck or shoulder pain? Are you experiencing regular headaches or migraines? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Let's work together to get you living pain-free. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people will only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You'll also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley.
We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tedding, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.